الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There is a piece of flesh in the human body that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he mentioned, if this piece of flesh gets spoiled, the whole body deeds get spoiled. The whole body deeds get wrong. And this piece of flesh is called heart, which is, one is beating in our chest and pushing the blood into the arteries and vein. This is anatomical heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made a spiritual heart which is also located on the same point, same place. In the Quran, different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about this qalb, which is a spiritual qalb, like إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ means the heart which is salim, which is not having any stain on it, anything wrong on it, the heart which do not have love for dunya, desires for wrong, that heart is saved heart. If we consider this heart which is pumping the blood, sometime a sinner can have a very strong heart. The doctors can open the chest and they can see the heart is physically perfect. In comparison to one who is muttaqi, pious person, he can have some heart problem. People, they go through angioplasty and, you know, stent placement, and some people, they have even heart attacks in their life, and the heart get damaged. So when the heart gets damaged, but the person is a very muttaqi, pious person, then how are we going to understand qalb-e saleem, which is discussed in the Quran? Qalb-e munib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's mentioning about which heart? Not the heart which is pumping the blood, but the heart which is a spiritual heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is mentioning, وَهُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take it out, what is in the chest, what is in the heart that we are keeping, you know, all in our life. Is this heart which is loving Allah, or is this the heart which is loving dunya beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the heart is loving something else, not Allah, then this heart is in danger. When you meet somebody, you know, the person, you know, is a stranger initially, but after you meet, sometimes you feel that this person, personality attracts you. You get a little bit closer to this one, and then you consider him as your friend. You try to make friendship with him. You invite him to your home. You visit to his house. So this way, you get more closer to each other. So then people start saying they are friend to each other. You know, they become friends. Then the friendship, in the level of friendship, increases by time. When you know each other more and more, you know, you understand more the qualities of the person, you get more and more attracted with each other. Eventually, you know, it becomes very close. Friends, people call, they are buddies with each other, they live together, they if they don't see each other, they miss each other. Even more than that, when someone he get married with the spouse, and they live long time together, and they share all the feelings and the events of their life, then these people become dependent upon each other. Even in old age, when the couple, they are sitting and discussing with each other that if, for God forbid, one of us die earlier, the other person, he feel like, after the death of my spouse, my life gonna be ruined. What I'm gonna do? You know, everyone is scared that who gonna die first, and the other person feel like I will miss this my spouse. So this is something very deep love between a couple. Then there is another love which is more deeper and stronger and intense love, and this is love of a worshipper to the his Lord. And about this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ هُبًّا لِلَّهِ, those who are my believers, they have intense love in their heart, which is more than what I described while ago. And you can imagine, when there is such a deep love, what is the action? What is the presentation? What is the proof that really we love Allah? Yes, the proof is that we came to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will worship over here. And with our intense love, we will eventually put our head on the ground, and we're gonna say Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. This is a true worshipper who can say like this, and you can imagine how this worshipper is dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah consider him that this my believer, is my friend. Is my friend, Yuhibbu him wa yuhibbunahu. I love him and they love me. This is Quran, Azim al-Shan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's praising his believers, his worshippers who have this intense love, and this is our relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are worshipper and he's our Lord. And, this love is where is seated in the heart, in the heart. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he look this heart, in very, like happily, that Allah is looking this heart all the time, that this is my believer's heart. But we come to this world, we ruin this heart. We forgot our promise that we made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. In the Quran, Allah is mentioning to all the souls before we came to this world, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Don't you think I am your Lord? I am the one, who nourish you. I'm the one who is creator. I am everything of you. Don't you admit that? All the souls, they said, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Shahidna, we witness, O Allah, you are our Lord. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he appeared himself in front of the souls. So the souls, they witness immediately at that time that, yes, Allah is our nourisher, Allah is our creator, Allah is everything. This is the reason, my friend, if you ask any, even atheist, he will tell you, there is a power. There is a power who made us. We are not made by ourselves. Even a real, ignorant person, if you ask him who is running all this universe, he will tell you there is one, power. What is the name of the power? Yes, this is something different because someone call this is God, someone call is Bhagwan, someone call him, some other names we call is Allah. But ultimately, everyone reaches to one power, one creator, one everything, one nourisher, which is Allah. So this is insight. But what happened when, you know, you get busy, you forget. You forget things, you know. Because, you know, like for example, there's a day when you are very, very busy on your job. Your beloved wife told you, please bring some grocery, which is very important because we don't have that grocery at home. I have to cook in the for the dinner. Some guests are also coming. The person, he was so busy in his job, he came back, he returned home, and the wife asked him, did you brought the grocery? He will tell, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Why I forgot? Because I was very busy over there. He will say, I was very busy over there. What should I do? I forgot. And the wife will understand. Yes, she will upset, but she will understand that he was having a busy day. Similarly, my friend, we came into this world. We get so busy over here. How strange is that we made this commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before coming over here, that Allah, you are our Rabb, then we are running for our job, we are running for our needs. So we get so busy for all this sustenance that we want, you know, and we are busy, busy, busy. Ultimately, we forgot our Lord who created us. Where we have to go back, we forgot. Where we have to return, we forgot completely. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to send messengers to remind us. Like wife, sometimes she make a call in between. You know, do you remember? I asked you to do such and such thing before you come back. Oh, thank you, thank you. You calling me, you telling me that I have to bring the grocery. Yes, yes, definitely. You know, I will do that. Exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so merciful, so kind. He's sending the messengers, Adam al-Islam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 124,000 times. How many calls came? 124,000 times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed the mankind that He left His kalam. His kalam, which is constantly giving the message, is the jurisprudence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can imagine when Ramadan comes, this Quran is being recited all over in the world. In the town of this, you know, how many times this Quran is being recited, you can imagine. What is this? This is a reminder. Then it comes to the Salat 5 times. How many masajid we have in the world? Every masjid is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh, mankind, what happened to you? Where are you? You know, you completely forgotten your Lord. Okay, you didn't hear because this sound was in the masjid. I didn't hear anything. But Allah show you His creation all around you. All around you. You wake up in the morning. You know, this Laylun Nahar, the night finished and sun is rising. Don't you see who created this sun, you know, who's shining all over on the world? And then you came out, you saw there is the plants growing, the flowers are blooming, and you know the wind is passing. Such a pleasant morning when you are coming to the masjid. You notice all around beautiful fragrances coming into your nose. Who is the creator of all this? And then the day started. People came on the streets and the rush is coming. People going for the job. Who is giving them this power to go to their job and coming back safely? And the body is working, you know, and, you know, all is the risk Allah is giving. And then at the end, you know, sun sets and then, you know, moon shine and the stars, they sparkle on the sky, you know, all around. You know, then you don't see all this. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil arz. Don't you see all these things? These are reminders. Then among you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking one by one, you know, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. and people are going, one janaza, another janaza, your grandfather died, your grandmom died, you know, your parents passed, your cousins passed, uncle, aunts passed. What you are waiting for? Why you are waiting for? You know, because you are so busy. Something is happening all around you. You don't pay attention to that. Or what happened? You ruined your heart. You ruined your relation with your Lord. With your creation, you ruined your relation. Why you, and how you ruined your relation? By loving dunya. What is dunya? Dunya is anything which is making you apart from your Creator. This love for Allah, you know, anyone which make problem into this love is means is ruining your heart. Like husband and wife, for example, you know, they love each other. Or any friend, any relative, any person who love and any other person, if he whispers something in his ear and he tell him something wrong, and purposefully he do something wrong and make the love goes down, diminish and get both apart. This is, you know, is enemy who is making all this. So we know there is an enemy. Shaitan is all around us all the time, who is whispering into our heart all the time and making this relation damage with our Creator, who loves us, who nourish us, whose favors we cannot even count. So what happens? Our heart is getting diseased. Our heart is getting diseased. And eventually when we start, you know, listening to this enemy and start getting upset with our beloved, which means that we don't pay attention to our Lord. We don't pay attention to our beloved Allah, and we start falling this enemy, Shaitan, our nafs. And then what we do, one sin you commit, a dot will appear on your heart. Another sin, another dot will appear. Eventually, your heart will become completely blackened, you know, and darkened. The zulumat will, you know, make the curtain around the heart, and now this heart will not able to see his beloved Allah. Will not able to see, you know, his nourisher, his Lord, his Rabb. He will be ignorant completely. He will not pay attention. If someone will ask him, someone will like to show him the Shi'arullah, you know, and he will not pay attention. Someone want to recite the Kalamullah, he will not pay attention. If he meet the Rijalullah, you know, the pious people, he will not pay attention towards them. What is he? He is blind. He's blind. Now his heart is blind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not created two hearts in your chest that you love with one heart to Shaitan and with other heart you love your Rahman. مَا جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say and has to tell us that, look, I didn't make two hearts. Why you are sharing my love with Shaitan and with dunya, with the other creation? You have one heart and you have one Lord, and heart should be only for your Lord. You know, so why we are doing all this? Why we don't understand? Allah said, "Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the trade with the mu'mineen, those who are believers, of their nafs, for their body, you know, for their lives, and for their amwal, for their wealth, in exchange of the promise that bi anna lahumul jannah, that Allah will give them jannah, the paradise. Such a beautiful trade that we have done, because Allah is witness for that, that I purchased, I made a trade with them. So you forgot this promise. You know, basically, you violated your contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why? Because you became completely blind, you know. And this blindness is a spiritual disease of your heart. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about the Qawm Nuh that they all are blind people. So it was not in the riwayat that the whole Qawm, whole people was blind. No, they were blind, spiritually blind, because they were not paying attention to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. You know, but whoever is too blind in this world to see the right path in this world, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى, he will be also be standing blind on the akhira. You know, وَأَظَلُّ سَبِيلًا, and he will be astray from the pathway. So he will be considered as ignorant. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. They said, this is the, they should have had hearts to understand with. You know, so this means the understanding, عَقَلْ يَعْقِلُونَ, is also from the heart. أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, or ears to listen with. If they have a heart, this means they have also listening power. You know, someone doing nasiha, telling him some good advice and he's not paying attention. Why? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ. The fact is that it is not the eyes that turn blind, but وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. This is the hearts who get blind in the chest. This is the heart. And this is really our tragedy of the time that we are living, and we are having too much, you know, responsibilities, too many bills to pay, too much, you know, crowd around. The world was never like today. You know, we are going 50 miles every day for job and coming back 50 miles. It's like 100 miles. People used to, you know, before, if they have to go by camel, they cannot even imagine this. In one day, they're going to go and come back. You know, the kind of life we are really spending, you know, is too busy. Too busy. But what we gonna do? We have this opportunity and this is our life, my friend. So either we gonna be keep busy and we gonna say, okay, this is my excuse. What should I do? You know, I have responsibilities. Maulana, you are talking something. I cannot do this. So don't blame me. You know, I am innocent. Yes, I am disobeying Allah, but I believe Allah will forgive. Allah has to accept whatsoever I pray, whatsoever I do, good deeds. That's enough for Allah, you know. But I have my life devoted for the dunya only. Dunya is for you, alhamdulillah. Allah made it for you, but Allah made you for Him. Why we forgot all this? You know, this is our tragedy of the time. People never been ignorant, so ignorant before. You know, this is the time we are ignorant. And you can imagine what is going on to our children. We are trained by our parents. They were not ignorant. We are ignorant. We don't have even time to sit down with our children and tell them how my parents used to live their life, how much they were possessing the purity and piety in their life. You know, we are not transferring, we are not inheriting these features to our children, my friend. This is a tragedy that when we will die, our children's gonna have no knowledge and no awareness and no guidance. You know, they are gonna be just wandering here and there like anyone else is doing, and we're gonna be, you know, having problem. The solution for all this trouble is that you need to remember Allah. You need to remember Allah. And to remember Allah is one way that we come to the masjid. We stay here. We pray over here. We read Kalamullah. We do Zikrullah. You know, we should have also remembrance in our heart. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقَعُودٌ وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing, sitting and lying down. We should have remembrance of Allah. This is the, you know, medicine to treat this spiritual damaged heart. You know, then we should also gather together with each other and to the pious people, also we should have a good company. We should create this good company in our society. We should encourage the good deeds among each other. We need to guide each other. We need to push each other. Brother, don't do something wrong. Today, we feel like if somebody is stealing, somebody is cheating, somebody is dishonest, but if he's making money, we appreciate in front of everybody. But if someone wants to obey Allah, we discourage him. Even the dear mom tells his son, "My son, please, please don't be so conservative. I am worried about you, about your safety." I even heard some people told me, my relatives, they stopped relationing with me because I became religious in my life. This is what we are doing. This is a big crime that we are doing in our life, my friend. We need to encourage each other for doing the good deeds. So we should build a community and we can encourage each other and we can practice and we can cure our heart and we should have, you know, sukoon and peace in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength to improve ourselves. And then there are also, like a physical heart has a cardiologist who can treat the heart. Similarly, there are ulama and mashayikh and the pious people. They are expert to treat the heart, spiritually damaged heart, which get blind, which get hardened, which get sealed. You know, such heart, khatam Allah ala qulubihim, such hearts, those people are expert how to treat them and how to cure them. So we need to seek for those people and we should get into their company and learn how to improve ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.